My name is Elnora. I am 28 years old. I am from Bishkek. The time when my interest started working with blind people, I was living in Osh. This is another big city in Kyrgyzstan. We had a really huge problem with electricity in 2007. During the winter time, we had only for 6 hours. And in order to keep up the economy, like we will have it during the working hours. And I used to work for a bank, and I will come from my work like around 6-7 o'clock, and it's already night and dark, and I wasn't able to go outside and just sitting and doing like having my dinner with my family under the candlelight, living like this for 2 months. And then I just thought about blind people, like at least they do something without light. They living this life without lights, that we are so dependent on electricity. And I found the school for the blind, went there and started learning Russian Braille from the blind person who was 16 years old at the time. She was very smart. Before I used to work only for the one school, like doing like volunteering. And after I get my master's and become more knowledgeable and my immersion training myself, where I was wearing slip shades, like from 8 to 5, I was doing Braille, like working on computers, doing everything like cooking, like swimming, like everything just blindfolded to see what is the life. I found out that it is just the fear that blind people have. And there was so many things that I learned like through my own experience, walking with cane, crossing the streets. I found out that this is what we need in my country. Like this is the right philosophy, that when you give the good training, good skills, like alternative skills in blindness, when you give the opportunities and chances for the blind people. I have met so many like successful and independent blind people. Like this while, like this is the thing that I wanted to do in my country, that will impact not only one school, it will impact like most of the people. That's why we are working with the blind young leaders who will be the trainers, who will be like role models for the growing up younger generation. It is a long way to go, but we are doing our best like one person at a time. We wanted to have really good foundation. That's why like we spend like a year to train one person, but we are giving like a really, really good skills, that there's no need for this person to go back to get training again. They will have everything in order to be able to teach other people and be the one who are empowered, who are the leaders and who came up with the new ideas for the blind people and showing through their own like experiences what they need to do. I remember my first trip to India. I saw like a huge differences between like people's life and conditions of living. And I felt like I really fell in love with my country again when I came back. The first thing when the plane is landed, I saw like I will walk for my country. And like this is like my home, and I would love to do something that will change. And I choose something that I'm really knowledgeable and skillful at, and it's just a field of blindness. But whenever I come from developed countries, I see like, okay, so many things should be changed in my country. So, but at the same time, we have like a goal where to go. And I see like lots of potential here among the young people. And I see lots of like opportunities for my country to develop and to go and be the not only like developing country, be the one of the developed countries as well.